Tenakui. Good morning. This is Wātea News. A Flaxmere kaumātua who's fostered 200 at-risk tamariki says the most common reason why Māori rangatahi end up in secure care or prison is lack of good parenting. Henare O'Keefe says in many cases parenting's almost impossible because whānau are so broken. He says recent incidents at youth facilities at Auckland and Christchurch, where young men climbed onto roofs in protest, is a distraction from the real issues. Prisons don't address and can't help with the root causes of poverty and dysfunction, which lead to bad parenting.
All that behaviour, everything, whether it's up on the roof, whatever, that's a symptom. That is a symptom. We're not drilling down. That takes time to unpack and repack. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm the ambassador for the prison here in Hawke's Bay. If prison was the answer, that damn place be empty.
Henare O'Keefe says from his decades of experience, he's seen that joining a good church can also make a huge difference for many. One of the government's top Māori statisticians says the late Whetū Marama Weretau was a visionary who found new ways to capture and report Māori data. Ms. Weretau died last week and has been buried at Ratanapā, next to her husband, Tūmanako Weretau. Darren Bishop says in her 50-year career, including being the first manager of Māori statistics at the Department of Statistics, she mentored countless young Māori public servants. She argued better Māori statistical data would lead to better outcomes for Māori across key policy areas like education, health, employment and economic development.
I think Māori data experts like Professor Tohu Kukutai and Kiriko Whai Makaere would both agree that Whetū's legacy and contribution has been instrumental in the way Māori and iwi data sovereignty and data government movements that they are leading today has been related to the vision that Whetū set all the way back then.
Darren Bishop says a continuing challenge to gathering Māori statistical data is that many Māori don't trust the system. And an initiative to address the shortage of Māori, Pacifica and diverse journalists in the newsroom of Aotearoa is one best innovation in newsroom transformation at this year's INMA Global Media Awards in New York. Te Reo Journalism Project tutor Lois Tudor says the award acknowledged the importance of the Public Interest Journalism Fund ensuring trainees could be paid. She says putting young people with cultural awareness into mainstream newsrooms has been significant.
I will die in the ditch arguing that the best way to affect change in mainstream newsrooms is to have more of us in that space to help change whakaaro. The thing is that it's an incremental change. It's not going to happen straight away. And, it's tough. It's tough being in that space.
The first cohort of 23 Te Reo cadets graduated in February, and the second cohort has just begun the 12-month program. And e hoa mā, that's Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.